So we all know summer is approaching, which is very exciting. Warmer days are coming. So fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-created meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto.
Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for?
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have a new flavor to explore.
Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust.
Make your day delicious from breakfast to dessert. Stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like shrimp and blackened salmon.
Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up, which Lou hates to do.
I do. I hate cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well and balanced, which just makes cooking and meal prep easy at home. Not that you're cooking or meal prepping, they've done it all for you.
Head to factormeals.com/common50 and use common50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off for your next month. That's code common50 at factormeals.com/common50 to get 50% off plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, guys.
No, we have such a fun episode today because you know why?
It's just one of those ones where we don't even really have a plan. We're just going to yap.
And like, I think—
which is what we do best.
We do it the best. And I think like we've had— I always feel a bit silly when we do these ones because I'm like, oh, we have so much we could talk about. But I honestly think, and the past 3 days have really shown to me, our funniest moments are when we're just raw dogging it in this life and just being ourselves and just like, we just— I think we've been hysterics for the past 3 days together.
I think our coping mechanisms to getting through like maybe more challenging moments, or not challenging, but just more grim moments, is when we just go crazy. We go silly. We go
full
like—
full silly mode.
Like, I don't even know how to— I feel like we have alter egos.
I've been permanently like in this voice, like, oh, silly girl, silly girl. Like, ooh, sweetie. Sweetie. Can't stop saying sweetie.
Sweets.
Anyways, we've got like funny things to tell you guys, and we're just going to have a little chit-chat episode.
Big catch-up.
So exciting. So exciting. So exciting. Do you want to tell them what's so exciting? Where are we today?
Oh, yes. I was like, where are you going with this? I thought you were going with Winter Wonderland.
Oh, that too?
Yes, we're going to Winter Wonderland this weekend, but more excitingly, we are in the Spotify studios.
Spotify UK.
Yes.
Shouts.
Woo, woo, woo.
First time. Thanks for having us, girls and boys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Spotify humans.
Look,
we love
you.
Look
at our cute little background too. Little teaser.
Love you, Spotify.
Love you, boo.
I'm actually not just saying this because we're in the Spotify studios, but I've been a Spotify stan for motherfucking years. The minute that girlie came out, I was on it.
Same. And I was never an Apple Music girl.
No, anyone that listens to, like, uses Apple Music, psychopath. Psychopath.
Yeah.
It's giving red flag.
It just looks— the thing is though, I'm so Apple everything. Like, I love everything Apple. I use Apple phone, Apple Mac, everything. But when it comes to music, Spotify, the layout, the app, it's just so user-friendly. It sounds like we're doing an ad. We're not.
We're not. I'm— you know, I'm the same with like Safari. Fuck Safari. Google Chrome all the way. Mm. I customize that shit. My Google Chrome's like pink and rainbow, and everyone's like— you know, the one of the most asked questions I get on my YouTube videos, because if I film my laptop, everyone's like, how did you get your Google Chrome to look like that? It's a real thing.
Maybe do a little tutorial doll.
Oh my God, you know what would be funny to do?
What?
Go through our Spotify Wrapped.
No, don't do that to me.
Yeah. No, mine was a bit embarrassed this year. Last year, mine was like really cool. This year, do you want to guess what my number one genre was?
Hip hop.
Rap.
Mm.
Rap. Mm. Me.
Yeah.
Rap.
No.
Obviously, the sweetie was going through a serious phase of dating athletes.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
I haven't even checked mine, but I know it's going to be, I know what it's going to be.
Pop.
Yeah.
Pippity, pippity pop.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of pop.
No, it's going to be Spacey Jane. That's not pop.
Indie alternative, but you listen to majority pop music?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Mine used to be like a little bit of electronic, a little bit of rock and roll, like mainly
rock
and roll.
You had a good mix.
Indie. Now it's literally rap, hip hop. Like, what happened to me?
Yeah, that's really strange. I feel like you would hate on yourself if it was like 2 years ago.
I don't mind rap. Like, my number one most listened to person, I can't believe I'm admitting this, is cool but embarrassing. It was Drake.
I love Drake though.
But so fucking basic. Yeah. Am I okay?
Mm. Well, when are you? I don't know. I haven't done mine.
You haven't checked.
I haven't checked. Let's have a look. I'll quickly see.
Drake. Okay. I honestly thought Fontaine's DC was going to be in there, but I've only just leant back into listening to rock music suddenly. Wait. Like,
come on. I hate how long it takes.
Oh, well, I'll tell you guys my top ones. Drake was my number one. Number two was SZA. Slay. I love SZA. Three, Angie and Jules.
What's with all the bread and the Subways and the burgers?
Angus and Julia Stone, Lou.
Oh, yeah. No, love that.
I've been listening to Angus
and Julia
Stone since I was like a child, honestly.
Wait, it fucking left. Oh, no.
You just press back.
I know, but it's making me show the whole burgers again. I don't want to see how the singers are all made. It was rap, pop.
Was yours rap as well?
Rap. What's going on? Ready? Rap, pop, Australian surf rock. EDM. And then R&B. No, I would have thought it went
Australian,
R&B.
Is Australian surf rock
Australian
a genre?
Australian surf rock. That's what Spacey Jane must say. Yeah, it makes sense.
Like Spacey Jane.
It's like Byron Bay vibes.
Ocean Alley, Sticky Fingers
yeah,
vibes.
Yeah, it's all of that. Wow, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, mine really shook me. And, you know, it's so funny. All the memes on Instagram and everyone's like, yeah, go on, show me a Spotify rap. Like, who cares? I care.
I like it.
I like seeing what people are listening to. And I love that they do this. At the end of every year, I'm always like, whoa. I remember one year it was like really grim.
Whoa.
It was just like Radiohead and like lots of really sad, somber artists. And I was like, sweetie, are you
okay? It's probably your breakup year or something.
Are you okay?
All right, let's move on.
Before Ashton gets pissy,
I'm going to do the mantra of the week, sweetheart.
I can't stop saying sweetie and sweetheart. Like, I'm seriously going through
it. Follow your dreams.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa. Other.
When will you get angry at me for not doing it?
I know, I'm a little bit disorientated. Where are we?
Are you ready? I'm not at home. Take me home.
Can you pick me up? Okay, ready?
This is our mantra of the week.
Follow your dreams, even if your legs shake.
Ooh.
No, this one's cute. It's very relevant because Sue over here has just faced a huge fear and we won't go too deep into it. We'll touch the surface.
We'll give her
a little tickle.
We're doing a whole other, it's going to be the most amazing episode.
Yeah, but I think it's important to, you don't realize how strong you are until you overcome your fear. Mm-hmm. And it's that moment before where you are like paralyzed or you're shaking, like all of this physical anxiety presents in your body.
Mm.
And I witnessed you, like your eyes welled up, you couldn't stop crying, you're shaking.
My jaw locked.
Your jaw locked, your chest was tight, you couldn't breathe.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Like every sign possible came out. And
but you know what as well? What? When that was coming, I'll explain what it was about obviously in a second, but when all those actual physical trembling, shaking. I don't think I've been that scared for something in a really long time in terms of like overcoming a fear per se, because I feel like I'm not too scared of too much normally. But in my head, I also knew, okay, all of this fear is coming up. There is no fucking way in hell I'm not doing this.
Mm.
Like I've just got to do this. Mm. There's no way I'm backing out. Like I was so scared. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. But I was like, well, I'm not about to quit. I'm just going to do it. And like, can I tell you how good I feel about myself now, having overcome such a big thing. Okay, I'll explain what the thing is because it makes no sense. So I don't want to get too into it because, as I said, we're doing a whole episode, but it's going to sound so silly and maybe small to so many people.
No,
but to me,
stop
this was
discounting it.
Such a huge fear. I did a lingerie shoot. I'm not a model. Let me just put it out there. I'm not a model and I've never been a model. Sometimes I do beauty shoots. Love that. Like I can face model. Like I've always been like, you know, I can pop a little pop a locket, looking right into the camera. But I don't know how to get the titas out. I don't know how to get the belly out, the body out, like in a little G-string.
It's
like,
not an easy job.
It was confronting.
No one likes doing lingerie, let me tell you.
I ended up kind of enjoying it because I felt so like empowered. I was like walking around this manor, this massive house we were shooting in just with my whole ass cheek out. Like that was a small, and it was a small G-banger.
Mainly men. It was mainly men. All the lighting were men, everything. It was... A woman photographer, a female photographer.
Not to be TMI, but I was on my period too, on my period. So I was fucking constantly nervous that if one little string moved, another little string would move, you know? So.
And, you know, we come with period comes, you know, bloatedness. Like,
huge
you don't
tits.
Feel great.
Huge.
So
not
you
fitting
did,
bras
not
normally.
Not saying you were bloated, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, with period comes a lot of other things. Physical, mental,
cramping,
everything.
So
I was standing on the sideline. Like.
Oh, no, Lou was so cute. I had my first, so we started with first, like, single shots first. And, okay, I can't lie. I was in such a state. I did pop a Valium. There was no way I was moving through this.
But that shit doesn't kick in for about 20 to 30 minutes.
I also... So I haven't taken a Valium. Like I got prescribed not too long ago for the first time in my life after suffering with fucking panic anxiety for years. I was very anti ever having medication, but I thought when it comes to my work, I cannot be quitting out on work because if I get a panic attack, I need something that can help me. And I think that I was like, finally, like I deserve to have some assistance because it's very hard to calm yourself quickly when you're in a situation where you're on a set with that many people. So I got a Valium prescription. I've never actually taken a Valium in a situation like that where I wasn't just like going to bed or at home by myself. Like I've never taken it while I've needed to operate.
Pop a Valium.
So I popped a Valium, 5 milligram, which I've also never taken just to be awake. I think I've taken maybe like a way lower dosage just to take off the edge, like a 2.5 milligram or something. So I took a much larger dose than I'm used to. The minute it hit me, my manager was there and everyone looked at me a little bit concerned. I think I was trying to like make a tea or something and my hands were moving so slow. Everything slowed down and I was like, oh, fuck.
Hits.
No. I was panicking. It was like trying to take the anxiety away, but I started panicking more because I was like, I can't talk.
You just got to ride the wave.
I was like,
you go,
I can't move. The makeup artist was looking at me deeply concerned. I think I was like, am I about to black out? Have I just absolutely drugged myself on this shoot? She loves it. She's like, I love the feeling when a valley hits. I'm like, I'm not used to it.
I haven't taken one in a while, but you know, I have had my panic attacks in the past and had to take it as well.
No, for a second I'm thinking, this brand's going to be going back doing their review saying Cardi and Milan drugged herself on a shoot so she could get out of it. Like, she put herself to sleep. I was thinking,
no, wait.
I thought I was about to black out or I put myself to sleep. I thinking, everyone says they take Valium to sleep. I've just literally drugged myself to fall asleep.
But if you push through, you got to push through.
I did.
And then you're fine. And you know what? First shot, within 10 seconds of you being up there, I swear, you just, I don't know whether it was the Valium or you overcoming your fear, but she looked so good. Me and Lola are just chatting and then I look over and we're like, holy fuck. And we get up and we're just like...
No, it was so cute. You guys were so cute. I couldn't have done it without you guys.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 your year to finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't actually help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. It's super convenient and helps you with actual conversation tips and tools so that you can learn how to order food, ask for directions, speak to merchants without having to consult language apps while on vacation. It can just give you that extra confidence when in a foreign country or a non-English speaking country. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chaos. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chaos, spelled BABBEL.com/chaos. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You guys, we've had the funniest 3 days because we've been in Birmingham.
We went to Birmingham. Thomas Shelby.
I don't know if that's the
Thomas
accent.
Thomas Shelby.
Wait, how do you do a Birmingham accent?
I don't know.
Birmingham?
No, I feel like... Tome. All I know is Peaky Blinders.
I've never seen it, but like how do I say mine?
Thomas Shelby. Anyways. I think it's the way... Yeah.
We went to Berms, which if you're from Oz, which a lot of you are, it's pretty much like the Sticks. is technically
it's
what
like
everyone
Logan.
Just,
it's like Logan in Brisbane. The Logan of the UK.
No hate. I've had incredible memories in Birmingham before this one occasion.
Logan.
I saw Kings of Leon play for the first time in Birmingham. So let's paint the picture.
Rewind.
It's a really busy afternoon in London. We are racing to Euston Station from where we live. One train, another train. We're at Euston.
One train, three girls.
Lola in her massive fucking suitcase. Us and our two little suitcases. That's some classic Lola shit.
Then she tried to say, oh, it was for last night too. I'm like, three nights. 3 nights. I've just got the big fucking.
Anyways, we get our tickets printed. We're looking at the board. Oh, which train is it? Obviously, I have to ask for help because we're absolutely idiots. We get on the train. It's busy.
Yeah.
Busy. Peak hour. What do we realize halfway through the trip? We're on the long fucking train. We're on the long train. Should take about
2 hours. No, it took 2.5 because there was a delay.
Should take 1 hour. So we're fuming. I'm sitting there with panic anxiety the whole time going, I literally said to my friends, I'm going to my death. See you after I've gone. I'm off to war. And I said, once these 2 days are over, I'll be able to breathe. But until then, I'm off to war.
So we get into Birmingham and we realise, wow, girls, we're not going to eat till really late. And we've got a lingerie shoot tomorrow. It's not good to eat that late.
You skipped the funniest part.
Oh.
Where did we pull up to? Pull up skirt? Holiday Inn.
Well, I haven't got there yet.
Oh.
I'm saying we pull up to Birmingham to the train station. Rewind. So we get to the airport and we're like.
It's not the airport. Oh, it's the train.
Whatever. Train station. And we're like, do we just get something to eat here? We spot Subway. Me and Lola. Yep. We'll get that. Cardi's going, absolutely not, you dirty dogs. So then we've gone, okay, fine. We'll order something. We've gone, wait. We're in Birmingham. Do they even have Uber Eats?
Deliveroo here.
Uber Eats. Ding. So then we get to
pull up. Skirt.
Holiday Inn.
And we're thinking.
Interesting.
Motel life it is. Motel girls for the
here
next 2 nights. I'm thinking, all right, this is
you
us.
You know what though? It's not my first Holiday Inn experience.
It's not mine either.
Family vacay.
Yeah, my dad was such a cheap ass. Tied us. USA. Holiday Inn.
Horrible.
Well, I've stayed in proper shithole motels before. And I can't lie, now leaving the Holiday Inn, I miss her. I loved her.
You know
best
what?
Sleeps best of my life.
Best sleeps of our lives. And Lou and I slept in a bed together, which I usually don't sleep well if someone's in the bed, except I will admit when you woke up to pee, you were clinking and clonking. What were you doing? What were you doing? I swear the toilet's like, dong. Like, what were you doing? How to do tiptoe, tiptoe, be quiet. Inside voice, inside whistle, inside flush. Why are you flushing in the middle of the night?
You know why? Because you know why, Lou? You would wake up in the morning, which you did, and you'd, because I did flush, and you'd say, why is this all this on the toilet? You'd wake up. If I didn't flush, I wouldn't hear the end of it. You're disgusting.
No,
I'll let the yellow mellow overnight. No.
If it doesn't wake me up, that's fine.
I can't win with her. If I don't do something, angry. If I do something,
oh,
angry.
No, don't.
So particular.
No, gaslight. Gaslight.
Anyways, so we get to the Holiday Inn and I was already like just in such a stank mood because I'd sat in the train for ages. I was so just anxious and I was just like, what are we doing at the Holiday Inn? Like, surely there's other hotels in Birmingham. But I get it. Big crew. Brands have budge.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting paid. It's a work thing.
It's
shut
work.
Up, Kaya.
It ain't luxury. It ain't a holiday.
It ain't a holiday.
But it is at the Holiday Inn.
And did we make it a holiday? Yes, we did.
Both.
I had we get into our room. Stinks. Firstly, smells as you think it would.
I don't even know what that was.
Old men.
Yeah, musky.
Old men wanking
old
in
men
the bed.
Old men cologne.
Old men wanking in the bed. Yes, I said it. That's what they're there.
Nasty. Yay!
Yeah. Well, because we first got into the reception and it was just all tradie
dudes.
You
know what? That old man cologne knocked me out.
Yeah.
Great.
It was weirdly comforting. Reminded me of my childhood. Oh. Going at the Holiday Inn. It's not like, no, that sounded wrong. That sounded so wrong.
Old men wanking.
Don't. That's not even funny. That's just a bit fucked up.
Wrong.
So we're quickly racing, like, to order some Uber Eats quickly, and we see Vietnamese street food. And I go, but this is our best bet. Otherwise, it's like, yes, there was a Nando's. I love Nando's. All the girls are complaining that they don't
we
like Nando's.
We had a chicken salad that day, doll. We were chickened out.
Chickened out. Anyways, and we order this Uber Eats food. Vietnamese, we got this yummy beef curry, the tofu veggie stir fry with fried rice, rice paper rolls.
That curry, oh, I could have it every day.
This gorgeous salad. I'm telling you, Birmingham, Vietnamese street food, get on it if you're from there.
It's called the Vietnamese street food.
Yeah. It was, I dream of her. Yeah. It was the best Vietnamese food I've ever had in my life.
Oh, and the summer rolls were long. Big fatties. Big long schlong.
Long summer rolls. They were so
That's what
good.
They should have been called, delicious. The long schlongs. Dip it in the hoisin sauce peanut. With the crushed peanuts on top. Oh, they know how to get me.
It was incredible. So we did, and I'm thinking, I'm sitting there, it's 10:30, pigging out. I love that I've been so aware, you know, just working out, eating really healthy before the shoot, just so I look tight, I look fresh, I feel confident, you know. The night before comes.
Shoveling
the night before Christmas. Mummy went, it's like I hadn't eaten in 3 weeks. I couldn't have stuffed more in my mouth. It was like the biggest anxiety feast I've ever had. At 10:30 p.m., I ate so much food. I literally went, you know what? Well, fuck it. I'm here and I have to fucking do this shoot. So I'm going to eat absolutely everything in sight. You can tell them about what happened the next day.
So we fake tan the night before, obviously. We put about 3 coats on too because, you know, bodybuilder tunes. And
my mum always says, tan fat, skinny fat. Like you do. You lose about 5 kilos with a fake tan on.
It just defines everything. And we have our showers and the Holiday Inn, unfortunately, doesn't have complimentary moisturizer on your basin. So we asked for some and they brought it up in a cup.
A plastic cup.
They brought a cup full of cream. And I thought, looks like yogurt.
The lady brought it to the door and was just holding it out in this plastic cup. And I'm looking at her going, the fuck
no,
is this?
No, bless her. She goes, it smells delicious. So I smell it and I've gone, oh, it smells like baby powder or baby wipes. Like it did not smell good at all. But, you know, I didn't actually apply any of it. But Cardi starts applying this moisturizer after she's showered.
Because we'd fake tan, we'd wash it off. We were, by the way, Orangina. Like absolutely Orangina. I had to run in the shower, scrub-a-dub my hands because they were not cute. But I looked at my legs. I had like fish scale dry legs because it's very cold in the UK right now. So I'm like, I need to lather
and
my body.
And fake tan dries your skin out.
So I start dipping my hand into the plastic cup and I first start with my legs. I'm thinking,
two girls, one cup.
All going just fine here. Everything's good. We've got a few minutes, 5 minutes before we have to be downstairs. Everything's fine. Get to my chest. Lathering, putting layers and layers of this stuff on me. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, oh, fuck.
She gets a bit stingy.
Stinging me a little bit. Bit painful. Oh, I feel like I'm going really red. And then it goes from being a bit stingy to like my skin is on fire.
No,
like,
we're going to insert a photo of your skin. She was burning up.
I burnt up. Like I went
like
patchy,
red,
all over
rashy.
My neck. Like
it looked like sunburn. Patchy, real raw red sunburn from like a full day in Oz summer in the sun.
Rash. I had a rash at the Holiday Inn. Like the Holiday Inn gave me a rash. First rash I've ever had in my life.
First rash. She's shooting lingerie that day and she's broken out in a rash.
Bloated. Woke up big and bloated from my Vietnamese feast. I'm on my period. My tits are fucking huge. I'm period cramping. I'm now rashing up.
Stinging, burning,
welting. So I jump. Ashton's like, it's fine. Get in the shower quickly. Wash it off. Get in the shower. I'm thinking the tears start forming in my eyes. I have a cry. Always makes me feel better.
One shower.
I'm in the shower going, fuck my life. Like I'm literally like, I can't do it. I said to Ashton, I can't do it. I said, this is the universe. I said, it's a sign. I knew I should have pulled out when I had the chance to pull out. But now I'm in berms and we're about to go to the shoot.
We're here.
And I can't pull out.
So I said, doll, have another shower and I want you to have a cold one. And I know it's not nice, it's the middle of winter, but you're going to have a cold shower because it's going to calm the redness and the rash.
She lied to me.
Not well. I stretched the truth a little. I have had a rash from this before where I've had fake tan and the moisturizers reacted, but it was on my face and my neck and it stung exactly the same, welted up, like exactly the same as you, except mine took about 24 hours to go away.
She said, I've had this and it, honestly, give it an hour.
Give it an hour, it'll go away. And I'm going, fuck. That's why I said, get a cold shower. And I'm like, we need to get some aloe vera. Like, we need some antihistamines. Like, fuck. Anyway, I'm just trying to keep her calm. And I've said this whole thing. We get there and her rash ends up going away after an hour. And I've gone, oh yeah, by the way, mine took 24 hours to go away. I was just internally panicking and told you that. So, because the thing is, when you stress, that gives you a rash. So I was like, I have to calm down.
And I was thinking,
white lies come in handy sometimes.
I thought, is it the cream? Is it my anxiety? Am I getting anxiety rash?
No, it was like, definitely the cream.
Yeah, I was like, I've never had this.
That shit smelled funky.
Yeah. Anyways, so our Holiday Inn experience was honestly so funny. Ashton and I have never laughed more in my life. Like, we were performing to each other. Like, it was, I feel like something about our friendship is genuinely when we're in slightly stressful or
just like
grim situations.
Like 24 hours on a plane. What are we going to do? We're going to get silly.
Like, we get silly.
When we're
silly
at the Holiday Inn and we're overtired, we're going to get silly.
Yeah, we get so silly. Like,
Sue and Lou go to Lulu.
It's beyond us. And I wish there was just cameras filming so I could watch it back up.
I was doing like
time.
My Irish dancing, like, my little horse riding.
She just doesn't shut the fuck up.
The
like,
knees.
It's really like there was some dance moves going on. Like, I don't even know what we were laughing at, but I was just thinking, I'm jealous of anyone else that's not in this room experiencing this because we're so funny. Like, give us a comedy show.
Honestly.
No one would understand. But
I put in my notes, if only you were a fly on the wall. Honestly, the flies, they'd be in the wrong spot. They're in the food, which fair enough, I would be too if I was a fly.
The bed bugs having the best time.
The bed bugs.
The bed bugs. And the funniest thing about all of this is the minute our heads hit the pillow, clonk. We've tired ourselves out to the point where like there's no wake up. We literally go, night, Lur. We do the same voice every night we go to bed. It's, we turn around and go, night, Lur. Love you.
Love you. It's always appreciate you, love you,
love
grateful
you.
For you.
So that was Berms.
Oh, God. Then what?
I wanted to say something I thought was so cute.
I forgot that thing. So sorry, by the way. You guys are probably going to think I'm batshit crazy.
On our most random episode. No, something I thought was so cute that I just thought, you know, appreciate the small things in life. Because I don't want you to think we're complaining about the Holiday Inn.
No.
On the way to the Holiday Inn at Euston Station, I could have cried. I could have cried and I probably would have because I was so anxious. The Christmas carolers.
Oh, no. They were so cute.
So there was, we were walking into Euston and Euston's like very busy and I was like about going on this shoot. And I hear,
No, you're doing them dirty, doll. It was chestnuts roasting.
And I just hear all these high-pitched voices. I'm thinking, oh, my God, who's this? Someone's on the piano because there's a piano in the station.
There was.
And there's a piano. And I'm thinking, I walk around and it's all these people gathered for
Chrissy
a charity.
Yeah, Chrissy
Carol
singers.
And the lady's got her bells on her arm and she's going.
No, they've got little, they're wristbands
yes,
with
and
bells.
Shaking.
And she's shaking. Jingle bells, jingle bells. No, it was so
And
cute.
She's linking arms with her fellow choir singers and they're swaying and she's just... They're so happy. And I'm thinking, it is a Tuesday afternoon, Monday. I don't even know what fucking day it is today. And you've come out here to do the Lord's work, literally.
No.
You are raising money for people in need. And you're so sweet and cute doing it. There was about like 20 of them. And
we cried. We literally teared up.
I literally was just like, wait, what's wrong with us? We didn't even donate money.
Oh my God.
I've just thought. You know what? They need those little tap pay machines.
They do,
so I never have
no
cash.
Yeah, we don't have cash.
That's
on
horrible
us.
Of us. We're going to hell.
Well, do you know what it was for? Maybe we can do it on the website.
I don't know. Oh. I was too.
They didn't have enough signage.
I was besotted by this one woman.
To be fair, we were like in a rush.
I had to stop looking at her because I would have cried because I thought, isn't what kills me is people being cute people, like doing little
wholesome,
things like
genuine,
that.
Just down to earth.
It's
people.
Making them so happy to give back to do something that's going to help someone else. And I just think, you are so fucking cute. Remember when you were on TikTok at the Holiday Inn or wherever you were and there was those people just doing the flash mob in Piccadilly Circus?
Yes, yes, yes. There was the lie. The Botox. The Botox. We've just both had Botox. And when we're trying... Some of the faces are pulling because it's like fully kicked in and she's looking at me and she's like, you know, the live, the live.
I feel like Kris Jenner right now. Like I'm not, I can feel it not moving. I'm frozen.
You're frozen, darling.
Oh my God, no, fuck Kris JJ, love you, boo.
Yeah, I love you. There was a live on TikTok and they were doing a flash mob at Piccadilly Circus and they were doing it to make me sweat.
Boom, boom, boom.
Make me what? And they went, make me water.
And all these people like gathered to join this dance class essentially.
And this one guy was adorable.
What's the cutest thing is that someone went, I'm going to go and take my tripod, my speaker, I'm going to put on a TikTok live and I'm going to teach these people how to dance.
Yeah.
And it's just little things like that really get me going.
I know.
Did you want to ask a question?
Yes. I do. And you need to ask me one too.
Ashton's like, for this app, because we obviously didn't have a plan. We were like, honestly, there's lots of topics to chat about. She's like, let's plan a question to ask each other.
Yeah.
I thought, okay.
Yeah, well, we never ask each other questions.
I thought, okay,
think
well,
about it.
She's sitting there probably written seven. And
I've got three, but I'm only going to do two. Since you're a hater, you're not an ally, you're a hater.
I have one, but, you know, I'm really good on the spot. I'm like,
well, do you want me to go first?
Do you want me to go first? Yes, you can take
I'll
it
take
away.
It seriously. Okay. What is a quality you love about yourself that you would love your child to have?
Oh, to be an absolute crackhead. I'm joking.
No, think about it.
Did you say my daughter?
I said your child.
Oh, I'm just thinking if it's a girl. I would love them to have the quality of looking after mummy, being generous.
Okay.
I don't know. Actually, there's lots of qualities. I don't know. Funny. I would want them to be funny, I think.
Okay.
I think if you can entertain me, make me laugh, we can hang out. Like, I just don't want them to be boring.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to be able to come out and hang out once they're of age. You know?
Out the womb. Mama.
Get drunk.
Mama, babies, give me Tommy's margarita. Happy.
Aperol. No, that's absolutely fucked. But like, I want my kid to just be entertaining as I am because I think I entertained my mom a lot. Like,
oh, yeah.
Sometimes, like, my mom's amazing, but sometimes I think, God, Kylie, can you crack a few jokes here and there, please? Like, make me laugh.
No, it's just a little silly, goofy dance moves.
It's not funny. Oh. It's just cute. Like, take
the wheel.
I hope, yeah, just hope my kid's a little comedian, like little funny little bugger. You know, don't be mean to mum, but like make me laugh.
Okay.
And we'll hang out when you're of age. What about you?
No, you've got to ask me a different one.
Mine's so classic me to ask you this. You've been ripping on me, so it's my time to rip on you.
Oh.
What do you personally think your most annoying trait is? Because you've got none, so I just was wondering if
don't make yourself out to be not fucking whatever you're trying to be.
I'm scared.
I know that I'm a germaphobe in the most annoying ways.
What do you personally think? What do I do that annoys people the most?
I talk too much.
Okay.
I think. I can pick up social cues, but when I feel like someone doesn't want me to talk to them, I get more anxious and then I'm like, need to figure out how and like why they don't want me to talk anymore. So I'll be like, oh, like, is everything okay? What's wrong? Are you hungry?
You're Bobo. Are you hungry?
But no, I think I can just get on people's nerves a bit with my personality.
All right. Well, do you want to ask another one?
Is that
fine?
Correct?
It's, yes. I mean, I love it because most of the time I'll match your energy, I'll chat.
Mm-hmm.
It's only rarely that it will annoy me when you don't shut the fuck up. Just when I need to get work done, I'm like, Lou, why are we talking about your toilet roll that you like got the other day that's the softest thing you've ever used in your life or something? Like, just the most niche.
I've never
stuff.
Said
I know,
that.
But, you know, like niche. Like,
yeah,
it'd just
it
be
is.
Random. Like, oh, did you hear about Jenny who walked across the street and tripped? And I loved her shoes, you know?
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
those shoes. They reminded me of when I was seven. Like, you get on these.
And then you look at me and you're like, and I'm like, hello.
But the germ thing is possibly, it ruins my life.
You know what? I'm saving your life. You don't want cold sores.
Did you have another burning question?
I said I wanted to ask too, so let me do it. What's a memory that you wish you could just bottle up and you could just take sips of, you know, relive it.
Oh, God.
One memory. One.
That's so unfair. Because obviously there would certainly be one in there with you.
Yes.
And then the other one. There's three.
Okay, three on rotation. Go.
One would be like, I can't remember distinctly when for us, but one of the travels, maybe Airlie Beach was just like great time of life.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Or maybe like a music festival, Coachella, listening to 1975.
Yeah.
Two, falling in love for the first time. Mm-hmm. Rotate that shit. Mm. Best feeling. Three, that one day in Europe with Hayley. That one day in Europe with Hayley on the yacht in Saint-Tropez.
Amazing.
That was the best day of my life on the jet ski, if you've listened to the jet ski boys story. But mainly because of the feeling with Hayley, like tag team, me and Hay Bears in Saint-Tropez.
It was just so unexpected.
Yeah. They're the first three I would think of. Something with you, memory with you, falling in love, and Hay Bears. What about you?
Mine would be similar. Definitely, like, I feel like a memory in Bali is quite...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For
that,
us.
That Bali trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely falling in love, but not the first time with my first boyfriend. Yeah. I think it would probably be a later one.
Yeah.
Don't need to mention names. and third one would probably be like a cute memory with Bali Belly.
Yeah, cute.
You know, like a... But you know what? The Euro summers really tickle my fancy.
Yeah.
No, Mykonos last year. Best thing in my life.
Sit that on rotation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed.
By the way, you're going to see three episodes of us in this because we're bang, 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 bang.
I mean, we don't have full videos yet, so, but
yeah,
when
but
we
the
do.
Snippets. The snippets.
All right. Bye.